So you see what happened. You see that YouTube and Facebook and all of them are forcing people to go to other platforms because of their censorship. And so the other platforms, when they start them up, they get attacked, you know. The pro-Trump platform that just started got attacked. So that proves that the Democrats are their own worst enemy. They're a walking contradiction. They're just like Wile E. Coyote. Everything they do backfires. And as long as the church is here, we resist the lies of the system. Until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church has to be raptured out before that Antichrist will be revealed. There's many Antichrists, but when the church is gone, that wicked one will be revealed. And so, what we're seeing is a revealing of the red versus blue fractal hologram, and it's a game. It's just a game. It's already finished. The devil's already defeated foe, and so God has created a. You have to think about all the other nations in the world, all the other evil nations in the world. God has allowed one nation to reach the whole world with the truth. And yes, it's slowly fading, but hopefully people will learn from the lies, you know, the false flags, the deep fakes. The CIA involvement in movies. It's all about trying to get you in a works-based mindset. The whole system is a works-based, works, levels, ranks, grades, rating. Instead of faith alone, resting in the finished work of Jesus, they want you in a works-based system. It's really a trip. Yes, you do have to, if you want to achieve something down here, you have to sacrifice. But how much do you want to, is it worth it? Is it worth your health? Is it worth your time? Is it worth your effort? Is it worth whatever, your will, emotions, whatever you're trying to do down here, is it worth it? Though you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what good is it? Is it worth it? Worth your time and effort instead of giving out the gospel. Really, if you want to change a nation, give out the gospel. We know that Russia and China is going to attack Israel, right? We know that the USA is not even mentioned in the Bible, except for the fact that maybe it's the nation that protects Israel. Because it's very clear in Revelation that old serpent, the devil's attacking or chasing down God's elect, the nation Israel and his elect. The devil's chasing us down, and he's trying to wear out the saints. That's what's happening. And so the way you beat the devil is be aware, stay wise to your surroundings and the frenemies. Stay wise to the frenemies. Listen to their words. Their words reveal everything. Their words reveal it all. And they actually change on a dime. Because they're people pleasers, they'll change on a dime. They'll say one thing one day and something else the next day. They'll be your friend one day and then the enemy the next day. They change with the wind. They change with the wind. Social media, you see what's happening. Those who speak lies, they need social media to try to pressure you into believing their lie. those who promote lies, they try to pressure you into taking a vaccine or wearing a mask or whatever. The whole system had to pressure you into lies, knowing that it's all lies. And anybody who spoke the truth, they had to shut them down. But we learned. We don't need their platforms. We don't need their media. We don't need their news. We don't even need Hollywood. Every movie's the same. It's a repeat. There's nothing. There's no new script. It's all the same stuff. There's nothing new under the sun. You've seen it 1,000 times. There's no new script. It's all a love story. Every movie's encoded a love story of some kind. Fallen angels have to preach Jesus whether they like it or not. But what they want to do is get you to believe it's the devil who gets the credit. They want you to worship Lucifer, Lucy, the Lucy lies, that you can be God. It's the same Genesis 3 repeat, nothing new. But I want to make it clear that the dictators always have to put pressure to try to get you to believe their gaslighting lies. The gaslighters try to use the law to get you to submit and obey, but they're breaking the law by being perjurers. They're liars. They don't care about people and the whole, because it's all about money and profit. That's all it is. It's all about profit. It's a big, 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 obvious game going on here. The whole system, the devil entraps them all because of the world, the flesh, and probably like, they want profit. They want prestige. They want to have fun, lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. They want to be pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. And so they get entrapped by the Illuminati system. And they don't even have to have anybody come up to them. They don't even have to have anybody come up to them and try to pull them in, because they pull themselves in. And then they become agents of the devil. It's real clear.